Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Lamed Zayin, Chulin 37a, pagination is 73. We'll start on the third line, Masnisin, at the new Mishnah. The case that we're dealing with is a case called Misukenes, from the word Sakana, danger. And this is an animal that is dying. It's deathly ill. Now, presumably, it's not dying from an illness that would cause it to be a trefa when we check its insides, because then shechting it quickly, which is our case to explore, not going to help anything. It'll still be non-kosher. It's dying from old age. It's just dying. And the calculation of the owner is that if he could shecht it quickly, then he will be able to use its meat, which is its second best use. During lifetime, you can use it for work. If it's a milk cow, using it for milk, etc. But as it ages, before it dies, you'd like to be able to have the opportunity to use it for meat. And therefore, the shochet is called, and he shechts it. And the question here is, was the animal definitively alive throughout the shechita such that shechita occurred on a live animal, or did the animal die prematurely and the shechita is not valid? And what the Mishnah looks to do is establish certain criteria that are possible expressions that the animal was still vibrant and alive at the time of the shechita. And so the Mishnah states, Hashochet es hamusukenes, if a person shechts this animal that's in danger, meaning its life is expiring, let's skip the first opinions and go to the fourth line. Vachachamim omrim, the abbreviation in the middle of the line, and the chachamim say, ad shetefarches o biyad over regel, until it jerks the front leg or the back leg, there has to be a movement which indicates that the animal is alive through the shechita, and you're getting this jerking motion because it's vibrant. Skipping another line, at the end of the line, Behema daka shepashta yada, if the smaller animal is being shecht and it stretches out its front leg, velo hichzira, and did not bring it back, psula, that's puzzle. She'enu elo tzas nefesh bilvad, that act is what the animal does as it expires. It's a spasm. We explored reflex action. We had zanav halata'a, the tail of a lizard, that it could keep moving, even though it's clearly not alive in a halachic sense. It's not attached to a heart, to a brain, to anything. It's just reflex action. So that action, we actually have an expression, a knee-jerk reaction. That's the reflex. That's not an expression of life. Bamed Devarim Amurim, the Mishnah concludes, when was this said that we're concerned and we have to see an activity from the animal indicating that it was alive until the shechita was completed? Shahaisa becheskes misukenes, if the animal was known to be dying. Avalim haisa becheskes beria, but if it was assumed to be a regular, healthy animal, afilu ein ba ach echad mikol asimanim halalo kishera, even if it doesn't have any of these criteria that we're discussing, it's still going to be kosher. It's only by a misukenes that we're looking for these simonim. If you turn to Amud Beis, we find an expression from the Navi Yechezkel, just below midway on the page, at the beginning of a line. Shalo ochalti, the words in the beginning of the line are basar kos kos. I did not eat meat about which it was said, come shecht it, quickly. Meaning we're concerned that the animal shouldn't die before you shecht it. That kind of meat I didn't eat from, but this is Yechezkel's expression of piety, that he was very careful. It's not obligatory, and that's clearly Yechezkel's intention. He's not saying I'm an observant Jew. He's saying I've always been very careful. I haven't even eaten that type of meat. At the end of a line, about a fifth of the way up, Hey Dalid Misukenes, Hey Chidami Misukenes, what is the case of Misukenes? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol Shema Amidim Osava Eina Omedes, you try to help it stand up, and it can't do it. It can't stand on its own legs. And the Gemara continues and says, Afilu Ocheles, even if it's eating, and it's very strong in its teeth, its jaw muscles, but if it can't stand, that's the definition of Misukenes, and at the time of the Shechita, we're going to require these simonim. In Shulchan Aruch Simon Yud Zayin, Hashochet es Habria v'lo pirchesa, if you shecht a healthy animal and it did not jerk, Harezu muteres, that's fine. Aval ha-Misukenes, but if it's the animal that's in sakana, it's dying, Vahu, and the definition of that is Kol Shema Amidim Osa Ve'ena Omedes. You try to help it stand up with screaming at it or with a stick, and it can't stand up. Afa Pisho Ochel Ma'acho Burius, even though it's eating in a healthy way, Shachata V'lo Pirchsa Klal, you shecht it and it doesn't jerk, Harezu Nevela V'lokin Aleha. It's considered an avela, and you would get malchus on that. This is not just a chumra. This is a definition of how Chazal understood the health of this animal vis-a-vis shechita. Ve'impirchisa, if it did jerk, harezu muteres, it's going to be permitted. And again, Chazal are saying that's the definition. It's alive through the shechita. The shechita was effective. The jerking has to be at the end of the shechita, and the limshach adachar shechita until after the shechita. Ava b'tchilasa in a moel, the fact that it did such an action in the beginning of the shechita, that doesn't help us. Kate said, "Hu apirchus, what's the definition of jerking? B'vehema daka, by the small animal, uvechaya gasa v'daka, and by the wild animal, a deer, bein shapashta yada v'chzira o shapashta ragla, afapi shelo v'chzira o shakafafa ragla bilvad hareza pirchus. We're defining how much has to happen. It has to be sending out its leg and bringing it back. Or brought the stretched leg in. But if it sent the leg out and didn't bring it back, harezu asura, that particular motion is hotsuas nefesh belvad, stretching out the leg without anything further, is exactly what the animal does with dying, and that doesn't prove that it was vibrant. Uvavehema gasa, if it's the heavy domesticated animal, echad hayad ve'echad haregel, whether it's hand or foot, whether it's stretching without bringing back, or bringing back without stretching, that's considered a pirchus. But if it didn't do either, then it's going to be an avela, as we mentioned. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.